Strange Adventure.
Tom Framson and the other pilots of the Independent Airline sat in the ready room of the airport and cursed the storm that was disrupting their schedules and might keep them grounded for some time. Outside, the wind-driven snow swirled across the landing strip and piled up against the buildings. Automobile headlights speared the stormy darkness and swung across the frosted windows of the room. Then Tommy opened the door and a slender man entered, followed by a gust of chill wind. He set a small black instrument bag on the floor and hurried over to the heater.
You boys are the only ones that can help me. I've got to get to Oakdale right away. Emergency operation. Oh, pardon me. I'm Dr. Richard Cartwright.
Tex Darby shook his head in wonder.
Gosh, Doc, you sure don't expect to fly there in this storm. All the planes are grounded.
All the big ones, yes, I know. But I thought perhaps in this emergency I could charter a small plane.
Well, can't some other surgeon perform the operation?
There's a little boy, a farmer's son, dying of a strange and little-known malady. I'm the only doctor nearer than Chicago who can perform the operation that might save his life. Won't one of you consider flying me there?
Young Tommy began to don his flying clothes hurriedly.
Tex, lend the doc your togs. He'd freeze in that outfit.
A few minutes later, a small cabin plane was battling the storm as it raced along the invisible highway. Blasts of wind buffeted the light plane, tossing it about like a leaf, throwing it into stalls and spins that were hard to get out of. Tommy noticed the nervousness of his passenger.
Don't worry, Doc. We'll get there all right. Tell you what, as soon as we get out of the worst of the storm, I'll teach you to fly by instruments like I'm doing.
The storm did seem to abate somewhat, and the doctor took over the controls as Tommy explained the various instruments to him.
We'll be there in a few minutes. I'll check our position on the map.
Tommy was unrolling the map when it slipped from his knees. He was bending over to retrieve it when a sudden air current snatched at the plane, throwing his head forward against the instrument panel. Tommy reeled back in his seat, stunned, fighting desperately against unconsciousness as he felt the ship go into a spin. Tommy kept his swollen and bleeding face turned away from the doctor and tried to give his instructions in a calm voice. He felt the ship ease to an even keel as his new co-pilot followed his orders. He checked the course and altitude frequently and listened for the beam that would indicate the approach to the Oakdale field. At last he heard it, a loud, steady hum.
Doc, you're doing such a good job of blind flying, I'm going to let you make the landing. Just keep as calm as you'll be at that operating table and do just exactly what I tell you.
3 minutes later, the wheels touched the ground and the plane rolled across the field. Tommy reached forward and cut off the ignition. The doctor was already on the ground when Tommy climbed out of the plane.
Well, son, we made it. Now to get a cab to the hospital for another tough battle to save a boy's life.
Say, you'll win that one too, Doc. Oh, say, you'll have to help me over to the office. I'm afraid that blow on the head a while ago got my eyes. I haven't been able to see a doggone thing since.
This is Pat McGeehan in Hollywood, California, saying goodbye for my writer, Charles Crowder, and inviting you to listen to Jungle Strategy, our next tale of Strange Adventure.